Well, Michael, another busy weekend on the Ulster club front, and two Derry clubs participating. Obviously, Glen, first time senior champions, they got over the hurdle of the first round victory with a victory over St Julian's in O'Donnell Park. They're through, and Steelstown as well, first time intermediate champions. I suppose the two teams did well to get through. Normally, you know, first time champions kind of celebrate and indulge a little bit in the celebrations too long, maybe, and the concentration isn't, or the focus isn't, on the provincial at that stage.
It definitely can happen, and it's a great change in Derry. You know, Glen have came, they've been knocking for a few years, and Steelstown, I suppose, had got to the stage, Tom, where they had lost three intermediate finals, and for them to win the intermediate championship in Derry was just, it was so important for them as a club, and as you said rightly, to go and win an Ulster just sets them up for, you know, another big game this weekend.
And have you been talking to anybody in Steelstown this week or since the Clonhilly game?
Yeah, I was chatting to both Hugh McGrath, the manager, and Captain Neil Forrester, and both of them happened to say they felt nervous going into O'Donnell Park, maybe because they never played at that level before. But from listening to a wee bit on Highland and reading Orla Mullen's report in the paper and chatting to a few people, Steelstown were full value for their win. But with that shot off the crossbar later on, they could have lost it. And Glen was probably the same the next day. So those sort of tight games, you can't buy that. And Steelstown will take so much out of that going into their next stage.
Yeah, and obviously on Sunday again, now home advantage on Sunday in Celtic Park, taking on Dunamoyne.
Yeah, it's great. And it's great that it's a double header. You know, the people of Derry can, you know, can get out and support their champions, you know, and it's... I know one of them's on TV, but the fact that you could go and watch both champions, you know, should make for an exciting day. And Dunamoyne, they won the league and championship double in Monaghan. And then David Garland, I think he scored 43 points. A guy, Liam McDonald, scored 4 goals and 25. And that jumps out at you as two danger men. But from chatting to Hugh McGrath, they offer so much more. And he actually compared them a wee bit to themselves, you know, Steelstown, and an exciting attacking team. And it should make for an open game, which, let's face it, that's what people love to see. But as I always say, especially when somebody gets promoted from junior or from intermediate, they're Steelstown, they're going into the senior championship next year. Do they play in Clonhilly? Do they play in Dunamoyne? You know, and if they get further in the competition, it's such a brilliant bridge, you know, to that level back in your own county the next year. And obviously there's that excitement that I feel only the provincial championship brings. You've got people following the team, you know, for 2 or 3 Sundays before Christmas, and there's just an excitement about it. And it, you know, nothing sells your club like the club championship. You're in the paper more, you're on the radio, people are going to games. The players are in the shop window more, and there's more excitement. So from Steelstown being in the city, you couldn't ask for better for them to drive their club forward, you know, as a club. And if they could get themselves to a final, you know yourself what can happen. But yeah. This weekend's a really, really tough game. Like Clonmacnoise Moyne are a class side.
And tell me, do you know if they've got any injury worries or anybody missing or...
I think the only person that will be out will be goalkeeper Martin Dunn. He injured himself in the county final, and he's a big miss from his experience because he was a goalkeeper, he was a sub-goalkeeper on Derry's All-Ireland minor team from 2002. So he's definitely out with a knee injury that has now been diagnosed as. And Owen Herdy has stepped in there. So that's the only player they're going to be missing. So they've near enough a full hand.
And you since speaking to Hugh McGrath and to Neil Foster that they have an ambition now to go on and do well in Ulster?
They have. Well, funny, Neil said to me, you know, he said they feel they are underdogs, but, you know, if they would be able to click, there's no reason why they couldn't win. And the thing about Steelstown is a lot of their players are very young. Hugh McGrath this year, and I suppose with there being no relegation in Derry, he just put players straight onto the team. I think, you know, from the Derry Post, when the teams came in, the team changed every week. And there's a guy, Owen Fox, at cornerback, who ended up getting a regular place out of it. There's a fella, Morgan Murray, he scored 5 goals and 9 points, I think, over the Championship. And he was playing reserve football this time last year. So they got a lot out of the league from that point of view. And those exciting young players, they don't have the baggage of losing all those finals. And then you add in the likes of Donica Gilmore, who was one of Derry Minor's unsung heroes in their All-Ireland victory, and Ben McCarron, Forrester himself, and Owen Concannon, who has an Ulster Minor medal from 2015. They've got a sprinkling of, you know, players that have represented Derry. And as I said, they don't have that baggage of losing those finals. So that excitement, you know, that's what they're sort of feeding off at the moment.
Yeah. And moving on then to the big one on Sunday, that's Glen and Scotstone, another Monaghan team. And well, Scotstone really is both ends of the spear, isn't it? Scotstone won, are after winning their 7th Monaghan in out of 9 years, I think, or something. No, so they've been thereabouts, and like there's a lot of household names in that Scotstone team. But first, I suppose, Glen's victory over St Junan's and the celebrations and the preparations for this have been somewhat hampered, haven't they, by a death in the club?
Yeah, there was actually, on Monday, there was 2 funerals on Monday and 2 on Tuesday, you know, in the parish of Glen. And one of them was Francis Lagan, a hugely popular local principal. He coached a lot of the players under Enda Gormley and Fergal P when they were coming up through the ranks at minor level, and he would have came across them in the club and through the school. I suppose he's well known. It hit them really hard, to be fair. And at the funeral, you know, they're all out, you know, standing in the Guard of Honour with their Glen jerseys on, and you know, it was goosebump stuff. You know, just the emotion, you could have reached out and touched it. So it has hit them hard. And as I said today in a piece I did for the Gaelic Life, a community that was united in joy were then united in grief. Mm. And it's definitely tough, but you know, for a couple of hours this Sunday, Glen people can pump their chest out again and be proud of what their team has done. So sport can sort of do that, and hopefully it'll rally around the families at this time, that you know, that their community can go out and do something really positive.
Yeah, and of course the thing about Glen is they have been promising for so long. Like, it was only a matter of time when they would come through. They've come through now, and like, they have a class team, class players right through the team, haven't they? Everybody talks about Conor Glass and Hugh McFall and everybody. They've class right through the team.
Yeah, they've a very good side, and they have been knocking for a few years, but you see. And there was a couple of games stick out for me. There was 2 semi-finals they got to. One was against Slantneil and one was against Lavey. And they didn't put up a fight in either of them. And then a couple of years ago, they came to Slantneil in a league decider and got beat out the gate. You know, it was something like, I can't even remember, something like 20 points in it. And, you know, people are starting to doubt them. And I remember talking to a few of the supporters in a couple of days afterwards, whenever, you know, they were celebrating, and the sort of opinion a lot of them are saying is, they can't call us chokers anymore. You know, we have won a championship. Enda Gormley went on record to say that it was the best day of his life. Fergal P. McCusker said, we can now go to anywhere in Ireland and call our club a club that has won a championship. So that baggage hung for a long time. And this year they smashed that to pieces. They won the championship. It's a stat I've been throwing out regularly. Across 7 games, they had an average winning margin of 12.6 points. You know, that's staggering. And one of those victories was against Slantneil, who are a seasoned, successful team at Ulster level. So that sort of tells you what they did this year, Tom, from the point of view of really going at it.
Yeah. Yeah, when you hear people like Fergal P and Enda Gormley, you know, household names that can stick out their chest in any town or any club to walk into all over Ireland, you know, it's just amazing how the psychological, you know, they could really take off now and dominate Derry football, could they?
They could, you know, they have the potential. You know, their goalkeeper, Conlon Bradley, I'm not sure what age he is. He's maybe 30-ish, roughly. He's their oldest player. Emmett Bradley then is the next oldest, his younger brother. And then you're into basically the whole team that's in their prime. And the thing about it is that, you know, not talking about this week, talking about them as a whole, they can go into the school with a cup. It inspires young people to come and play. And they've got the monkey off their back. And they've usually players that are playing in county teams. So the players playing at a high level. And there is the potential, you know, to dominate Derry. And a lot of other clubs are starting to say, you know, who's going to catch them? But then you look at Letterkenny, and Letterkenny had them on the ropes.
Yeah.
And at times had them beat. But Glenn simply found a way to win. And for me, their win over Letterkenny was probably the best win they could have had. They won narrowly. They were without Emmett Bradley. Letterkenny set out a game plan that stifled their key players. They gave away a bad goal. The first goal they conceded in, I think it was something like 320 minutes. They kept a load of clean sheets. A lot of things were pointing towards an upset in O'Donnell Park. But Glenn found that way, and they kicked two exceptionally good scores to basically win the game. Kieran McFaul, brilliant effort, and Michael Warnock to level it. And the manner of those two scores, you know, has to give them a good lift going into this weekend. There was obviously the fortunate scenario of, the back pass to Sean Patton for the winner, but as I said, they found that way to win. And sometimes whenever you're favourites and you're backed into a corner and you're not playing well, that's all you need. And Glenn had it.
Are you expecting a more open game at the weekend?
I think it'll be more open. Glenn, by their nature, don't really play any other way. Glenn's sort of tactics are, well, it was in Derry, it was like, we're going to run either over you or through you, and if you can't stop us, well, you know, that's tough luck, because they just are so powerful with their running game. I can't see Scotstown coming with a damage limitation sort of way of playing, because like, they have Conor McCarthy up front, you know, Kerry, the Hugheses. I think they've got 10 of the team still playing that beat Coleraine in the 2018 competition. I just was doing a comparison because it was the last time they played a Derry team. So that's an experienced core that they have. And then obviously you've got Rory Began, who is just a game changer. And in the fact Sean Patton missed three frees against Glenn, Rory Began probably won't miss those. So it's pointing to an open game, I feel. And I feel that will probably suit both teams to a certain extent. And the fact that it's part of a double header along with Steelstown, it's a great Sunday for Derry as a whole. But, you know, the tough week and weeks that there has been around Glenn, it's just a fact of, you know, can they regroup their players and can they just go shoulder to shoulder one more time and see? But definitely a very exciting Sunday. And if you're a Glenn man going into your first ever Ulster Club Championship, you know, you're looking at Scotstown like they're a household club. You know, they're a club that, you know, everybody knows what they're about. The championship pedigree, you know, down the years. And as you said, was it 7 and 9 titles or something? So
yeah.
What better test for Glenn than to go out and mix it against a club like that?
Yeah. Is it too optimistic to expect two Derry wins?
It probably is, you know, because you're up against two quality teams, but I fancy Glenn to come through. They've a lot of improvement to do. Malik O'Rourke quoted to me after the game, he says, if we don't improve massively, that's as far as we go. But Glenn have got so much improvement to do, you know, in terms of what they did the last day. Steelstown, I'm not too sure about. It's all very open. Dunnet Moyne seem to be an impressive team. The concern about Steelstown, Tom, would be and Neil Forrester said it to me yesterday, they go missing on the score sheet for long periods of games. Like, I think they went 10 minutes without a score the last day, 21 minutes against Greenlock, 24 minutes in last year's county final. So if they don't cut out those, I suppose, those spells where they go AWOL, then they're going to struggle. But they're still crying out for their big performance, and if they can get that big performance on Sunday, who knows?